Is Robert out here?
I don't know.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
You're so nice.
Chris, the
fraternity. I am. I can't get out of it.
That was nice.
Where's my drink?
Okay.
Yeah.
Eric!
Where's Robert?
He just drove off with the Sophie dog.
He did?
Yeah, he just went away. I'm gonna leave some shrimp.
Getting up early tonight, huh?
What time is it?
I think it's a time change. It feels like it's, you know, like we started a little earlier because it's getting darker, and then yeah, it's now it's not even 9 o'clock, and we're like, yeah. She called me. Packing it up.
Did you hear about Kavita? She's working for the Democratic side now.
Yeah, and she's like, oh my God,
because it's the good side.
She's always working for the Democratic side.
Yeah, but for Janet.
I'm not working with Janet.
You guys all work together, which means you're working for Janet.
I'm working for Favola, Mary. Yeah.
What do you do for them?
Everything. I make phone calls. I arrange canvassers. You know, I'm holding a canvas out of my home.
What?
I'm holding a canvas out of my home.
No, you're not, Kavita.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, and I'm like talking about it.
22nd.
I'm gonna hold the canvas out of our home on the
22nd. Huh?
I'm gonna hold the canvas out of our home on the 22nd.
Okay.
What's up now?
But yeah, but we're running cold and nigga, what's up?
I'm cool with that.
Running Colvin and Reston 3. Like watching yourself. No, Reston 2. Yeah. Reston 2 is my district.
Don't run Reston 2.
We're gonna fuck you up. We're gonna fuck you up. Are you holding my drink?
Yeah, it's too strong for me.
Here's your pussy. There's some more in my house.
I might have some in it.
It's in my house.
Roberto!
Roberto, ¿qué pasa, papito?
I'm not done with you. I'm angry.
I'm angry at you! Just because your party are racist, motherfuckers, it's not my fault.
Okay, now, wait. So you're telling me honestly?
Honestly. Oh my God, it was so funny last night.
Yes, because you guys are racist bastards.
So
I'm sorry.
So the campaign's telling people, go there and tell
the Republic. I'm not saying yes, because we're showing your party that you're racist motherfucker.
By doing what?
By what? By telling? By telling people? Oh, what are you telling them?
That you guys are prejudiced against someone because of their sexuality. We're basically pinpointing your prejudice.
By telling them. By telling them.
He's gay.
So you're gonna be telling everybody.
You want? You guys say you're anti-gay, but you have a gay. Candidate, what you gonna do now? Because it's not him, it's the party. Your fucking party doesn't like black or gay or anything else. Yes, we're not attacking Patrick. We're attacking the party that may support Patrick. That never will. We know he won't support Patrick.
It's not lipstick, it's candy.
That's so stupid. Why would you not support someone because of their orientation? What cares? Who cares? Who cares about orientation? We don't give a fuck.
Is it okay to tell someone, come on the campaign, go over and tell this Christian lady that Patrick is going to be promoting a homosexual agenda in your schools?
Because if you're gay and you're and you're a Republican, and you want
the campaign?
Yes!
Yeah.
You guys are openly prejudiced against someone due to orientation.
Oh,
I think that's wrong.
Right.
That's wrong.
If you think it's right for having, you know, I just find it amazing. She's so pro-gay rights, but then all of a sudden, they are going to people and telling them, you know.
We're just showing them, look, you guys are anti-gay. You have a gay candidate. What are you going to do about
it? You know what they're saying?
We're not saying don't vote. Did we say don't vote for him? No. He's gay.
But they're, no, but they're saying.
You guys say you don't like gays.
Wait. It goes further.
What?
It goes further. It goes further. She goes. The campaign.
I'm sorry. The Republican Party is the death of this country.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. The campaign.
They're
going to
kill us.
What campaign?
You know, when their neighbor is running for.
My neighbor is a Republican running against a 19-year incumbent Democratic state senator in the 32nd district.
Okay. And the campaign is telling people, go out and tell Christians and tell people that are conservatives that Patrick is gay and he's going to be pushing the homosexual agenda in your school. Isn't that as bigoted?
Like
Basically,
why are you judging him for his sexuality?
No, you're saying
would you
that
judge
you're
somebody for their sexuality?
No,
is that right?
That you're doing it to.
Is that right? Like
you're using the gayness against Patrick so that Patrick loses.
No, we're just showing your own prejudice. Why is sexuality your problem?
No.
I don't understand why someone's sexual
preference.
Why do I
think your strategy in the campaign is to show people that Patrick is gay so that they don't go.
I talked to Nick for like 3 hours about this.
Yeah, I mean,
sexuality
that's
is not
happen,
a problem
though.
For us. We're just showing you, look, your body says.
So the strategy
exactly,
is.
Exactly! It's
to tell people that Patrick
that.
Is gay.
Okay. Really? You're gonna judge someone?
I'm disappointed in you. I'm very disappointed.
You're gonna judge someone because of the sexuality? Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Oh my god.
What?
Oh my god.
I don't understand what you guys are arguing. He's gay.
No, what is he really?
He doesn't like her party because her party is
non-racist. Sorry.
Wait a minute. They're saying the Democratic Party?
Yes. Okay, so what my campaign is saying
is the Democratic
Party
is saying,
this
guy is homosexual.
Why would you
want to
vote for
homosexuality in
who is homosexual
and make, you know, telling everyone that as their, like,
who cares? Why is the problem?
They're doing that to our base.
No. They're just
voters.
Saying.
I don't even understand what my mentality, Eric, my mentality doesn't even comprehend. So what? He's almost. I can't even comprehend that. Like that one little extra.
He lost us.
He's not pushing that in his agenda.
Even
at
if
all.
It was, so what?
Well, we don't want that for the children in the schools because
why?
Because
it's
too
just
young.
The sugar.
Let them deal
with
it when they get older.
It's sugar.
It's too young when they're